consider what appears on the inner screen. It could come either from the physical world, it could just come from imagination,
mm-hmm.
or it could come, we could say, from the spiritual manifesting in the material, or in the physical or spiritual manifesting in the mental.
Mm.
So, for most of the stimuli in the world, which we perceive, the most sounds, they are just physical sound, they are coming from the physical realm.
Correct.
Most stimuli, they are just physical, or they are the most, they are mental.
Correct.
Mm. But the names of Krishna are directly transcendental. So, the transcendence is manifesting at the physical level, and through that, it is taking us to the spiritual level.
Correct.
So, we could say, someone chanting, it's us. Now, is chanting meant to be inside out or outside in?
Mm-hmm.
Inside out means, you know, we feel devotional and we call out to Krishna. So, the devotion inside is expressed outside through chanting. That will be inside out chanting. Or outside in chanting means, through the physical act of chanting, gradually the connection with Krishna is established, and then we start experiencing spiritual emotional relationship with Krishna. Now, many times our even now,
yeah.
We do experience some spiritual connection. Now, it may not be necessarily that the soul is being awakened, but even if the soul perceives Krishna on the inner screen, that also, that is the mind. The mind is basically, so like you have your house and somebody who comes at the gate. You don't have to physically go and see over there. You have a mirror over here, you have a screen over, you can see over there. It's like the outer world is projected onto our inner screen. That is the mind. And the soul is the inner seer.
Soul is seeing the mind.
Yeah, soul is seeing the mind.
Right,
through
the mind.
Yes.
Soul is seeing outside.
Exactly.
It's a mirror.
It's a screen which can act in various ways.
Yeah.
So, from outside, so most of the time our chanting is meant to be outside in.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, sometimes it is just outside. Mm-hmm. There is no inside only. There is a physical utterance and it doesn't even register inside, which is just the way we are conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
But because it is connected with eternal spiritual reality,
mm-hmm.
that is why there is the possibility or the potential of a spiritual awakening through this sound. Now, we could conceivably say that just repeating any other sound also can bring some calmness.
Mm.
It's possible. Nowadays, people talk about affirmations.
Mm.
You just affirm, everything is all right. And thinking like that also can help. But it can help to the extent that it may bring us to goodness. Wow, this has gone wrong, things are okay, don't worry, calm down. Sometimes it may help. See, affirmations help if they can remind us of a reality that we already accept to be true. That is, God is in control, He'll take care of things, calm down. So, if I have faith in God, the affirmation will help.
Mm.
But if I don't, if the affirmation is something which I just don't believe, then the affirmation can be actually psychologically damaging, because I don't accept it and I'm trying to repeat to myself, you know.
Mm.
So suppose somebody is somebody thinks that they don't look very good.
Mm.
They're fat or they're whatever they are. And I say, no, I'm very attractive. Now that is something which then, that kind of affirmation can be damaging.
Mm.
But an affirmation of something which we accept as true, but circumstantially we tend to forget that. Mm?
Mm.
So then repeating that can also help. Yeah, God is in charge, He will take care of things, you know. So, if you have shloka recitation, sometimes calms us down. Machitta sarvadurgani matrasadatta vishyasi. If you become conscious of Me, you will pass over all obstacles by My grace. Of course, shloka also has spiritual power because they are connected with Krishna and coming from Krishna. But I am just giving that as an example. If there is an affirmation that we already accept as true, then reaffirming it again and again can calm us. But it is not really connected with spiritual reality.
Mm.
So, it is direct spiritual reality that manifests through the holy name.
So, just staying on that concept,